Welcome to the Random Thoughts Podcast with your host, Dr. B.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Random Thoughts Podcast. Today, something I really want to talk about is artificial intelligence. Not only its benefits and improvements towards society, but also the concerns for its detriments. The reason I thought about this is a friend of mine sent me Instagram saying that now AI is faster predicting x-ray scans and body images than physicians and radiologists. And the joke was, oh, they might be out of a job. It got me to think, can you imagine putting your life, your concern for diagnosis of cancer on a bot that's not currently functioning at its optimum level? I mean, sure, you can use it as a checking device, right? As something to, as an initial scanner, and then have a physician go over it. But to just leave it up to AI is atrocious. Not only in the implementations in the medical sphere, but in all spheres. More than 40% of companies admitted to abandoning most of their AI initiatives this year, according to S&P Global Market Intelligence Analysis. So it's like, why is there such a rapid rush to implement AI when all the kinks and all the bugs have not been worked out yet, when the creators themselves have said they don't really know how it works and they just kind of just winging it? It's not unwarranted, the concerns. Marginalized populations are more likely to get discriminated against AI facial recognition software. I think the problem with AI creation is that it's not a diverse group of people that are sitting around a table and coming up with ideas on how to implement it. It's a homogenous group, majority white cis men who are not that they don't care, but they're not thinking about certain things and how it might impact other communities because they're not part of that community. And so it's hard for a lot of people to consider communities that they feel like they don't belong to or they've not had the similar lived experience. And because of that, a lot of people are not considered. AI is implemented for the large majority. And then that's when we see these holes and certain people are more negatively impacted. But are there positives of AI? Yeah, I think so. I think AI can be used to find cures for cancers. I think that it's acquiring knowledge at a rapid pace. And so what we can use that is to find the things that humans are overlooking and not seeing. Find the things that really can make a positive change in our society. Having AI focus on a niche, maybe we'll find a cure for cancer. Maybe we'll find a molecule that we're missing. It'll be able to implement certain changes and aid, not replace, aid humans in their research and their development, aid humans in their progression. But I think we are pushing too far, too fast into this dystopian future. That's where we're going if we continue with this, right? iRobot, Black Mirror, that's the type of shit that's coming to pass. And I don't know about you, but that is not the world I want to live in, nor is it the world that I want my children to live in or my children's children. We should be using this technology as a way to better ourselves. Not only that, but we need to figure out a way how to implement it where it's not causing so much consumption of water. Yeah, sure, the internet required the same data centers, so there was a large water consumption for cooling and electricity generation, but AI is even using more so. It's having a growing footprint, so it's just consuming more water. I think the last stat I read was that for 50 word response, it uses half a liter bottle of water. Half a liter bottle of water for 50 words. I mean, you think about people who are literally dying of thirst, people without access to fresh water. You know, this is coming from a country where I remember people say, Watagan, that means there's no water, right? We don't have water, so we have to go to the river, or thankfully, after some development, there was a communal pipe that we can capture water at. I know what that's like. And I've been in villages where they had to walk miles for water. There was no access, right? Realize that water is such a scarcity and such an important resource. And to use 50 words for AI to generate, sorry, correction, that's 100 words. 100 words for ChatGPT-4 consumes 519 milliliters of water, according to the Business Energy UK report. Google's data centers in 2023 used 29 billion liters
of fresh water for on-site consumption. Training of ChatGPT 3 alone used 700,000 liters of fresh water. And now you start thinking about the environmental impact, the massive environmental impact. And sure, I think a lot of people from first world countries who are living in first world countries, it's the back of their mind, right? You have water in your faucet, you have bottled water. But when the resources become scarce, they might not be scarce for you now. You might just be negatively impacting others. But as it continues to be scarce, you don't think you're next? How much water do you think there is? It's a limited resource. Under 1% of the earth is covered in fresh water. And so if you keep using it to cool data centers without finding an appropriate replacement and using it to just wasting it, sure, it's affecting those in other countries first, you know, the developing nations, the poorer nations, the people who I connect a lot with because I was there. But not so long from now, especially if you continue to use 29 billion liters, it's coming for you too. And so maybe you should consider slowing this rapid development. Maybe you should consider finding an alternative resource before all the water is gone. Like I said, I think AI is a powerful tool. I think it's a useful tool, but I think there are too many negatives right now for us to push forward. There are too many negative impacts on the environment, but also negative impacts on people, marginalized groups who are already struggling, who are already negative impacted by a system that wasn't built for them. So maybe we should even the playing field a little bit, modify AI, try to work out some of those systemic kinks before we put in a system that makes life harder for them in more insidious ways.